Hey, everybody. So just wanted to check in here. I know I don't normally do an extra segment here on a Saturday, and tomorrow we will be back with your Sunday Night Week in Review as Anthony DeMarco joins me. This is, I guess, what I'm going to title these, our quick hits. I'm recording this actually from my phone. This is not in my little, I guess, makeshift studio that I normally record in. It's something that I just wanted to discuss with you guys quickly, and these are not going to be long form by any means, but I just wanted to touch base with you guys because it has been a crazy ass week, right? Life as we know it has changed. Life as we know it is no longer, your day to day, just not thinking about what you're doing, just kind of doing it and taking what you're doing for granted, you know, for lack of a better term. And my, oh my, what a week, even just a few days can make a difference. Schools shutting down with the virus. and I mean, you have places of employment either shutting down or telling employees to work from home. Every major sporting event in the nation is shut down. NBA, NHL, MLB, spring training. They don't know when they're going to start the regular season. The NCAA March Madness tournament. Everything that you know has seemingly come to a grinding halt. It is insane. And I know that in my last show, I had stated that, you know, it is media hype and this and that. And to some extent, I still think it is a little bit of media hype. particularly in the United States. I know that overseas, Italy and Europe have had much worse results. And that in the United States, the Democrats were basically pinning this on Trump and terrible, you know, he's done a terrible job, and that the Democrats are hoping that the economy crashes so that they can pin it on Trump. And it seems very politically motivated. And well, I think there's still some of that. You know, I've had some of you guys reach out and, just berate me for saying that. And, you know, I'm not downplaying the severity of this disease or this virus, but you have to also take a look at the reality of the news media that you're watching. If you sit and watch it all day, you will feel as if it's Armageddon, right? If anybody's seen that movie, I Am Legend, right? I Am Legend is, if you haven't seen it, it's a movie with Will Smith. And I think it came out roughly about 10 years ago, maybe a little more. And somebody had cured cancer. And the side effect of that, though, was that it would turn people into undead zombies, basically. And there was no one left in the world. And it feels kind of like that when you look at the movie when Will Smith is going and there's just nobody there and the cities are abandoned. To some extent, it feels like that. I mean, I can't remember anything like this that I've ever lived through. Many of you probably can't remember anything like this either. It's unprecedented. We don't know when we're returning to normal. I think that's the worst part, is that there's no timeline. It's just, it's indefinite. We don't know when things are going to return to normal, when we get the okay, when we say and hear from the World Health Organization that this disease, or this virus rather, is contained. And the cases are rapidly dropping, and to proceed with caution with your normal lives. We don't have that. You know, I've heard projections of a few weeks to a few months to up to a year. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, like there are no sports on TV. I can't imagine, not being able to just go out and not have to think about the fact that, you know, who could the person next to me have corona, right? And I'm not trying to make this whole show about that, but I did want to bring that up to you guys and just give you my quick thoughts on it and respond to some of the criticism. I mean, if you want to see something pretty rough, take a look at my my review that I got on Apple Podcasts. It was probably a couple days ago after my last show. So anyway, I just wanted to update you, and I hope everyone's safe and healthy and you're doing what you should be doing. And I don't need you to hear the same nonsense stuff that you've been hearing for the last week about wash your hands, cover your cough, don't go in, you know, social distance yourself, all those weird things that you've been hearing for the last week. But I did want to just kind of check in with you guys with this, something of this magnitude, whether it is in part due to media hype or in part due to reality. I think it's a combination of both. This is something I don't know if we'll ever experience again in our lives. People fighting them over toilet paper, hand sanitizer, wipes, Clorox. I mean, you name it. People are getting in fistfights over this stuff. It's absolutely insanity. But I hope that you and your family are staying safe and that, hey, guess what? You have this podcast to come and sit back and relax. I promise that it's coronavirus free. You can listen to me for free. You can sit back if you're sitting in your home or watching Netflix, which I'm sure will get absolute record numbers over the next couple of months. Whatever you may be doing, definitely, you know, hey, tell a friend about this show. If you like this show, or, you know, maybe you hate it. If you hate it and you want to tell somebody, this show sucks, that's kind of free publicity anyway. So, but we will stick with you through the virus outbreak. And whether WWE continues to do shows or not, we will still be here. Even if WWE cancels all of their events for the next couple of months, I will still find a way to do maybe retro wrestling shows, talk about the past eras, do a bunch of wrestling nostalgia. We will still be here, even if WWE finally decides to cave into the really mass media pressure and pressure from the public, rightly so, to cancel some of their events. And with all that being said, I just wanted your guys' input on SmackDown last night. And I'm going to get into this more with Anthony tomorrow night, but I wanted your guys' input on what you thought about the empty arena SmackDown. And as a quick preview, I really thought it was weird at first, very weird. I wasn't a fan of Triple H coming out and saying, hey, we're here to put a smile on your face. I mean, it's such a Vince McMahon line. I hate that line. I don't care what the circumstances are. I know that we're all in panic, and 99% of us shouldn't be, but I'm not a fan of when they say, put smiles on your face and we're here to entertain you. That phrase, those two words, entertain and putting a smile on your face, it really takes me out of the moment instantly and makes me feel silly for watching a show that I know is not real. It just reminds me of what I'm watching isn't real. I don't like that. But outside of that, Triple H was entertaining at times, almost kind of being a little bit sophomoric, but in somewhat of an entertaining way, a very self-deprecating humor, talking about his quiet demotion, how he's now busier now than ever, and even though he got a demotion, talking, and Cole actually said, hey, this is how I started out. You and Shawn Michaels giving me wedgies, and now here you are 25 years later. So they had some genuine interactions that I thought were fun. Overall, it was weird. But overall, I mean, SmackDown, I think, was interesting. I don't know if it's something they can sustain long term. And particularly up to WrestleMania, I guess there will be a decision made this coming week. The city of Tampa, the emergency officials, will all be getting together. I'm sure WWE management as well, about what to do about WrestleMania. Obviously, with the travel ban from the UK and pretty much all of Europe into the United States has been implemented and no one's allowed in, the international fans are not going to be present. If they continue with this and if somehow there's a big turnaround or leveling off of the infected or the cases that have been reported. So this is going to be, I think, a long-term deal. Unfortunately, it's something that I don't want WrestleMania to be postponed. At the same time, I'm a human being, and I understand that if people are going to be at risk, you don't want to be responsible for 90,000 people coming together at one of the biggest sporting events of the entire year in the entire nation. And WWE really, I mean, putting themselves in danger of lawsuits and liability and being looked at as a cause for a continuation or a spread of continuation of a spread. And obviously you don't want that. I mean, that's a huge, huge, huge liability, not just from a legality standpoint, but also from just a humanity standpoint. I don't think you want that image out there. I mean, that's just plain stupid. But if there's a big turnaround, I think in this coming week, then maybe they don't pull the plug. Maybe they go on. Maybe. I mean, I'd give it like a 20% chance. I would say the more likely scenario is that WrestleMania gets postponed. I think probably postponed into May is my guess. And you know, hopefully things level off or improve by then. There's no guarantee, obviously, but it's something that you know, I'm hopeful for. So I would not pin your hopes on WrestleMania happening this year, at least on April 5th, just based on the structure of the event of WrestleMania is the exact type of situation that you don't want to put people in, being in close quarters, in, you know, next to one another, rubbing shoulders. Yes, it's an open air, an open stadium, but you're still putting people at risk in a really big way if the virus, especially in that area, is continuing to spread or showing signs of spreading. The only way that you could possibly do it, and it's not even feasible, would be to test every single person prior to entry. And I don't know how you'd do that, right? I mean, I'm thinking just way outside the box here. If you got a positive or a negative test result from everyone that attended, then I think you're safe to go. But I don't know how you would do that, how you would verify that, how it's even, like, from a logistical standpoint, how that's even something that's feasible. So outside of that, I think WWE is going to have their hands tied. I think Tampa's going to postpone WrestleMania maybe until the middle of May, maybe even into June. I mean, it's just insane to talk about this. But furthermore, does WWE suspend their programming? Because if you have to go into May, then how do you continue the stories for another 4 weeks, right? And you can't do it in front of live audiences, which may mean, I can't talk tonight, guys, which may mean that you either have to do it in front of live, in front of empty arenas, or you just cancel shows altogether and you just wait until week WrestleMania. I mean, I don't know how else to do this, but they said they have contingency plans in place. And I don't know what those are, but I'm sure they're what I'm talking about. I don't know what other thing they could possibly do. I don't need WWE doing WrestleMania in an empty arena. It would be awful. Awful. Boy, you don't realize how much you miss a live audience, do you? It's such an essential part of wrestling. And, you know, this past week on SmackDown, last night, I was thinking to myself that they better make sure that they, in the ring when you're having a match, don't make the call too loud. Because obviously with the roar of the crowd, you have the option to kind of muffle when you're making a call, right? So the announcers better make sure that they're kind of talking constantly to make sure that the calls aren't heard in the ring. I mean, that would totally kill everything. I'm not a big fan of that. But a positive side, number one, I did like how they put the Elimination Chamber tag team match in there. It killed about 40 minutes. Smart on their part. It made you feel like you were watching wrestling again for a brief moment, even if it was an event in the past. And number two was John Cena and The Fiend. I think we all can agree, even without an audience there, it still felt good. They were still all in. I liked it. I loved it. The interaction. And John Cena reminds you every time he picks up a mic why he is that effing good. I mean, he reminds you he might be one of the best, if not the best, of all time on the mic. And he, you know, I love how he basically talked about how he's been hearing forever that I'm the reason for your failures. And Bray Wyatt comes out and doesn't really make eye contact. And it was a great stare down, and how Bray Wyatt said it's going to be a slaughter at WrestleMania. So all signs point to WrestleMania is still going to happen, but it's a when and where. That is the two key questions. And we don't know. We don't know. I don't think Tampa's going to want to pull the plug on canceling the event completely and losing out on millions and millions and millions of dollars when they can just postpone it and hopefully capitalize on that, on the opportunity. Because WrestleMania is not something that comes along very often for cities in generating that type of revenue. I mean, you're looking at not just ticket sales. You're looking at flights coming in. You're looking at hotels. You're looking at food. You're looking at merchandise, multiple night stays, which means they're also patroning the local area restaurants and bars and buying more stuff and paying for parking. I mean, you don't want to give up that opportunity. So I would just postpone it. And there's a big difference between postponing and canceling. And postponing is the word you want to hear, right? Anyway, guys, just I want to give you a quick hit on what I thought and what's going through my head in this just insane time that we are all living in now, and how we perceive the world has changed it feels like 9/11 in a different way, obviously, but it feels that way, as if everything, the way you look at everything has changed. And it's just a very strange feeling. It's an eerie feeling. There's nothing going on. People are hunkered down in their homes, and you know the shelves are wiped out. It's just a very odd time that I think when the virus passes, whenever that may be, and we all get back to normalcy, that we will appreciate the normalcy, appreciate sports on TV a little bit more, appreciate the live audiences a little bit more. And boy, when all the sports come back, it's going to be a huge conglomeration of sports, isn't it? You could possibly have the NHL, NBA, and MLB going on at the same time. So if you're a sports fan outside of WWE, it's going to be a fun-ass time when it does return, hopefully this summer. I mean, or maybe spring, or maybe in a few weeks. Who knows? I mean, this is just crazy. So, all right, well, guys, as always, like I said, I know that this isn't a very formal podcast. I don't have an intro. It's just me talking to you type of format. And tomorrow night, we'll be back with Anthony for a full review, full recap of this week, this insane week. And I will talk to you then, and take care.